Thank you. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed an honor for me to speak to you today. And FAO, FAO can indeed continue to rely on Denmark in this organization's important contribution to eradicate malnutrition and in your efforts to make FAO more efficient. The commitment of the international community in the Millennium Declaration to reduce by half the number of people who suffer from hunger by 2015 is still within reach. Policies geared towards productivity must be accompanied by crop diversification, education, and most important, behavioral changes. There is a need for a dramatic improvement towards sustainable agriculture, with emphasis on the scarcity of water, energy, and soil. Huge problems concerning the ongoing waste of food have to be addressed, and the residues from food production, for example, fibers from crops and animal waste, also should be recycled. Scaling up investments with a resource-efficient scope and building resilience in the global food system is mandatory for all regions and all nations. We ought to produce more with less. Less residue, fewer pesticides, less energy, less water, and less CO2 emissions. All with the purpose of feeding all human beings globally in a sustainable way and still keep focus on the preservation of nature. What we need is a targeted cooperation between companies, public agencies, research institutions, and civil society that will strengthen the standards for sustainability, for resource efficiency and life cycle analysis methods on an international level. These indicators must be founded on a scientific basis and best practice, be robust, transparent, and also reduplicable in any relevant context. The aim is to reduce the environmental impact of food production. I strongly support the FAO multi-stakeholder initiative concerning partnership on benchmarking and monitoring the environmental performance of livestock supply chains and the global agenda of action for sustainable livestock, DAA. Denmark has launched an ambitious project, popularly called First Pig on the Moon. We want to develop the future livestock facilities for intensive pig production. The goal is to ensure, in combination, continued growth and sustainability of livestock production in Denmark and globally. This initiative shall demonstrate a profitable production which does not harm the environment at all and includes high animal welfare. Concerning malnutrition, I shall emphasize the negative impact from malnutrition on education and each individual's possible contribution to prosperity for local communities. These above-mentioned important issues have also to be seen as a crucial contribution to the post-2015 development agenda. Finally, I would like to emphasize that globally, we shall only prevail if we all, at international, national, regional, and individual level, take on our responsibilities. Concerning injustice, mismanagement, corruption, and lack of opportunities for every human being, the means we have all includes professional governance, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. In that respect, a strong focus on empowerment and rights of women and girls, gender equality, and the prevention and combating of any kind of violence against women are essential preconditions for equitable and inclusive development. The Director General can count on our continued strong commitment, but Denmark position pertaining the budget is quite firm. FAO must also implement focused measures in order to obtain a more cost-effective and efficient structure without reducing its core functions. Thank you for your attention. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.